Peter, the Lord's here. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's take a Bible study. Gospel of John chapter 21. The Gospel of John chapter 21. And verses 1 to 9. Are you there? Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Shall we read it together? Later, Jesus appeared again to the disciples beside the Sea of Galilee. This is how it happened. Several of the disciples were there. Simon Peter, Thomas, nicknamed the twin, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two other disciples. Simon Peter said, "I am going fishing." "We will come too," they all said. So they went out in the boat and they caught nothing all night. Nobody else read it together with me? Hallelujah. Let's read it together from the fourth verse onwards. I want to hear your voice. At dawn,
just prayer alone could bring in the rains and the fire on my
a normal man like you and me. How much more then when you begin to fast and when you begin to pray? No wonder the devil hates people of God fasting and praying. But when you begin to fast and pray, let me tell you, you're going to see the explosive power of God come upon your soul and set you free from the many bondages that you have been troubled with.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. When Daniel prayed 21 days, hallelujah, God heard him. God brought his word into the life of Daniel. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When Cornelius and Gentile prayed in his room, the Lord heard it, and the Lord raised up Peter and said, Cornelius, did you go and declare the word? Amen. What am I saying? When you begin to fast and when you begin to pray, the Bible says in Acts 11, Cornelius was fasting and praying. When you begin to do that, God raises up his ministers to speak his word over your life. Amen. What we need is a direction from God. What we need is a word from heaven. The words of men cannot set us free. Amen. Religion cannot set us free, but we know there is someone called Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Today he's not dead. But there's a spirit of mourning all through the city. But there is rejoicing in the camp and the tent of the righteous.
Amen.
Jesus died once for all 2,000 years ago. Nobody can kill him again. He is coming in great glory one of these days. Amen. And he died that you might be free, that you might be set free, that you might be healed, that you might be forgiven. It is a time of rejoicing. Amen. Today people are drinking, what do you call that, kaipunin? Hallelujah. Somebody said, you know, yesterday night, when at church, somebody came and said, give me a whole glass, I've sinned so much. I look at the word of God, nowhere in the Bible does it say that Jesus drank kaipunin. Do you know that? It's not even biblical. Mark 15 and verse 36 says that the Lord did not drink it. They offered him that, but he did not drink it. Amen. Amen. And you don't need to drink it either. And definitely you're not going to have your sins forgiven by drinking. Amen. The blood of the Lamb has been shed for you. Hallelujah. If you confess your sin and forsake it, the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. Amen. Not just some sin, but from all sin. The blood of Jesus cleanses you. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So this message is entitled, Have Been Changed. How many of you start your walk with God and you're taking a couple of steps forward? And when you take a couple of steps forward in faith, it's a faith walk. You decide to walk with the Lord. And when you've taken the steps that is needed to be taken with the Lord, when you begin to move forward with the Lord, something begins to happen. Suddenly things don't go the way that you thought it would go about. Amen. Suddenly you find there's a lot of things around you that you thought would change, but it's not changed. And instead of it getting better, sometimes it seems to be getting a little bit more darker. Are you with me? When John the Baptist came and preached the message of repentance, Peter, John, all the disciples, they heard the message. They repented. Some of them got baptized. They believed in the kingdom. They believed in this person called Jesus. But here he was, crucified, buried, and the whole of Jerusalem is in uprising against the people of God, and they did not know what to do. And when they did not know what to do, they forgot the time and the steps that they had taken with the Master. And here is Peter standing there saying, I am going back fishing. Are you with me? Amen. See, we are so used to that which is tangible. Are you with me? And when you can understand what is happening around you, the human nature much wants to go back to from where it came from. Some of you have stepped out for the law. And you need to realize you stepped out for the law, not for men. But you put your trust in the word and stepped out. But when you stepped out and taken a step forward with Jesus, and when things don't go the way you thought it would go about, what happens? When the pressure is there, when the persecution is there, this is what the human nature wants. Peter was a fisherman, that's where he came from, and he's reverting back to that very nature from which he came. Is this message for someone here today? Amen. That's our human nature. Are you with me? The very things from which you came, you want to step back into it when you can understand the way that you're supposed to take. If you step out by faith, you need to keep your life by faith and come near by faith. Peter is saying, listen, let's go back to fishing. I like that. See, if you're going to walk with God, remember this. If you're going to walk with God, He is always on the move. Are you with me? How many with me tonight?
Yeah.
The Lord is always on the move. When you look into the word in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 2, the Spirit of the Lord was moving over the waters. When you look to Revelation chapter 22, it says the Spirit of the bride said, come. We look at the Holy Spirit. He's either always moving or declaring and proclaiming something out. So if you're going to walk with the Lord, the Holy Spirit, when you receive the Lord Jesus, He's the one who comes to dwell with you. Amen. If you're going to walk with Him, remember this, He's always on the move. But what happens to most people is that when they can't keep in step with the Spirit, they just get back to where they came from. That's why many people stepped out with the Lord, have an anointing of God come upon them, have the touch of God coming upon them, and they step forward for the Lord. But suddenly there seems to be incidents and situations that creep upon their life, which they cannot fathom with their mind, and they say, let's get back to where we came from. Hello? Let's get back to where we came from. See, man always wants to cling on to something. It's very hard for him to let go. You with me? And he wants to cling on to something which he can understand, which he can reason out with his mind. He's got to have the answers all the time in his mind. He needs to know, God is coming, what is He calling me to do? Where does He want me to go? What does He want me to do? I mean, everything has to be so clear. But the Lord is giving you a calling, and the calling is received by faith, and you can be grounded in the Word, and allow Him to lead you step by step by step by step. When you cannot feel, trust Him. Amen. Hallelujah. And the human mind wants all of this. So what happens? Where do you comfortable when some people never get out of the habit? You know why? Because they're comfortable in that habit. It's predictable. Are you with me? It's predictable. Some people always coming to the Lord, sinning, repenting, getting back. It's predictable. And you find over a year or over a period of time, you've set into a set pattern. It's predictable, and you're kind of feeling good about that. You know what to do. Before we had predictable things like, if you sin and fall around, then you get back to that retreat. Hide it. Sit there. Get back. That's predictable. The third day, repent. On the fourth day, you may hear. Fifth day, baptism of the Holy Spirit. Sixth day, you are out evangelizing. Seventh day, give your fun. See, it's predictable. Are you with me? Now what happens when you go to a church that is lying with the fire of God, with the power of God, with the word of God? It's predictable. Friday, I need to repent. Saturday, I'm good. Sunday, I'm anointed. Monday, I'm feeling very good. Tuesday, I've fallen. Wednesday, I'm dry. Thursday, I'm struggling. Friday, I'm back again. It's predictable. Did you understand that? Hallelujah. And that's our nature. Amen. That's our nature. And that's what's happening to Peter. He's getting up to things which he can understand, which he can feel. He knows the way. He knows what to do. He knows he's accepted. He's feeling good about the whole thing. Fishing. Let's get back to fishing. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The Lord saw him at fishing and gave him the orders coming to meet him at fishing. Amen. But let's look to John 21 again. The third verse, Simon Peter said, I am going fishing. We will come too. Amen. Hallelujah.
We will. See, I can understand Peter going back fishing.
But what about Matthew? Amen. What the rest of the guys? It's true that some of them are fishermen. But what about the rest of them? This is what happens. You know, understand this. Some of you have lost out on your walk with God and you need to change, and the Lord will help you with that. Help me change. You know why? Because you have come to a point of always seeing someone and imitating that someone. That you're willing to do what that person does. Did you hear that? Yeah. Matthew is no fisherman. That's why God can anoint only people who are themselves. Some of you have lost out on a walk with God. You know why? Because in between the walk, you have tried to be someone else that you are not. You are looking at Peter and say, listen, I want the one that guy's got. It happens to so many people. They put on a TV, they put on a music channel, they put on something and they see something that's good and nice. Say, I want to be that. But that's not what you're called to do. That's not where you came from. That's not even your calling. You hear that? Look at the person sitting next to you and say, be yourself. Be yourself. See, some people might not like you, some people might like the way you are, but be yourself. Are you with me? Amen. See, I have no Benihin. Why do I need to be a good imitator of a Benihin? But I am Rajesh. Are you with me? And I have to be that when God will anoint me for who I am. Did you hear that? Some of you stepped out from walking with God and you know the Lord is helping you to change when you realize that there are areas in your life that you have looked to others and looked to people and like Matthew and John and all of them looking to me and say, listen, let's do what he's doing. No two people are the same. Your fingerprints don't match either. Amen. It said that no two snowflakes are the same. See, when God called you, He had a unique calling over your life which only you can fulfill. If He wanted two Ranat Bongays, He would have brought forth two Ranat Bongays. But He didn't still want another Ranat Bongay because there's only one Africa. Amen. He looks at you and says, listen, I want this person to be that way. And that's why I believe that during these days of fasting and prayer, what the Lord is helping us to change. And I had a message prepared that was on finding yourself. But it's, maybe we'll go through it tomorrow. But be yourself. Your very voice, your very nature, your very style, the way you do things. I don't have to do things the way others do it. Some people come and say, it's not like I have a ministry. Usually when he goes to the worship, like they don't make so much of noise. The charismatics do it that way. That's fine. It's up to them. But there's a way that God has anointed me and taught me to do things. I only look to check to find if it is matching with the word of God. Nothing more. Sometimes you're placed traditions and things so, I mean, your mind is, you know, we got a religious mind, you know that? We got a religious mind. And you know, I was listening to a message by Rodney Howard Grant sometime back, where he spoke on how he and his buddy went for a holiday. And they went to one of those Hawaiian beaches and they were sitting there and, you know, with the Bermudas and all that. They were sitting there. And suddenly, you know, Rodney Howard Grant said, I feel the presence of God. His wife says, don't be around on a holiday, don't feel the presence of God.
He says, no, I feel a strong breath. She says, listen, it must be, you know, you're so used to ministering every day, and by this time that your body's got so used to it, that by this time you want, you actually feel it. She says, no, I feel a strong breath of God. And as he was sitting there, suddenly he found a lot of people out there, you know, having fun. So he walked up to them, and some of them were believers. He began to talk with them and chat with them. And then the power of God fell on that beach. And people were falling down everywhere under the power of God. And that shocked him, because he said, Lord, I'm not even brushed. I don't even have my suit on. What am I trying to tell you? See, God is no respecter of people. Are you with me? We got our religious mindset. We say, okay, if he's a preacher, he has to wear white, black, look dignified, nice, praise God. But you don't get me through that. But I am myself. Amen. And God is doing wonderful things. And I'm happy. I can't be you and you can't be me. Are you with me? Simon is fine, he go fishing. But Matthew, don't. Amen? Hallelujah. Let's read on. So I believe we're going to find the Lord touching us deep within and changing us to continue to walk with Him. Amen? To walk with Him. See, some people have got clouded in their minds. You know why? Because they thought walking with God was walking with the church. Are you with me? It's not that. As a matter of fact, some of the greatest anointed people that I've seen in my life are people who never had a church. But that might be too deep for some of you, so we won't go into that now. But let's look to the next word. At dawn, so they went out in the boat, but they caught nothing all night. Amen. They caught nothing. They caught nothing all night. They caught nothing all night. Hallelujah. See, Peter is going to his very place of experience. His very place of strength. It's a job which he knows how to do. But all night he's toiling and he's caught nothing. What is God saying? Listen, sometimes your experiences might not help you through. Are you with me? The very fact that you know a lot of things will might not get you to the place that you're supposed to be in. And there's a scripture which says, it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Peter, you need to know it's not going to be by your experience, nor by your talents, nor by your strength, but by my spirit. To some of you, you stepped out with the Lord in the Spirit, a walk of faith. Then you're stepping back to a place of experience and talent and natural abilities. Amen. And then you suddenly find that you're just getting frustrated time and again. Frustrated time and again. All through the night you toy. You work hard. You learn it. I know pastors who throw a toy all through the night. But what's happening? No fruit for that. You know why? Because they've forgotten the simple list of things. It's dependence. It's dependence. How many with me tonight? Are you still hearing the word? My mother-in-law. What plans God has got over the life? Fully shape her business. And by being too gentle, you have lost out on your blessing. Amen. So don't be gentle. Are you with me? Receive the word for yourself. This word is for me. This is gonna set me free. This is gonna build me and set me free. It's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Your experiences cannot set you free. Or let me, if you are a minister of the gospel, you'll find. See, you might have hundreds of meetings behind you. Let me tell you, every time I come in for a meeting, even now, I'm so dependent. Maybe for the last 11 years I've been ministering, the Lord has been merciful to me, anointing me to minister. I must have preached over 2,500 sermons, a minimum. But even now when I come into the pulpit, I cannot go by anything that I've preached before, anything that I've trusted before, anything that I've experienced before. When I come, let me tell you, my knees still shake, my heart still beats faster, there are still butterflies in my stomach, and I still need to hold to the pulpit and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Amen. When you lose that, you lose everything. Some of you stepped out to the Lord. You have missed the point. You know why? Because you have been doing things with your own strength. With your own ability. You're trying to make your life with your own strength. When the Lord says, unless the Lord Himself builds the house, the builders build away. Unless the Lord guards it, the guards guard away. You need to realize your house is to be built by the Lord. You need to depend upon it. Trust Him. Take Him at His word. Lean on Him. Many people have lost out on an anointing and are walking with God. Not only in ministry, but in their personal life. Being lost away from the prosperity of God. You know why? Because they stepped out by believing in the Lord, but they're holding on to their own strength. Peter toiled all night and got nothing. And got nothing. Can I end that? Oh, hallelujah. See, once upon a time it worked, you know. Once upon a time you could just throw in the night, just spend about an hour. There was fishing in the net. Things that once upon a time worked for you might not work when you lose out on your dependence with God. Do you hear that? Let me give you something here. See, in the Old Testament, in goes the Joshua and the army right over Jordan into the place called Jericho. The walls of Jericho are looming large. And what happens? The Lord says to Joshua, walk around Jericho 6 days, on the seventh day, seven times. And what happens? They begin to do that, they begin to make the noise on the seventh day, the walls come down. You remember that? The bondage is broken. Jericho is captured. But look to Joshua chapter 8. In the 8th chapter, they are going for the next battle called the Battle of Ai. Ai is a smaller city than Jericho. And Joshua, you know what's happening to him? He is doing everything that he did at Jericho. He sends the men about. They do the walking. They are about to do the shouting. The musicians are there. Oh! What happens? When they go there, the inhabitants of Ai send them flee. You know why? They thought they could. They thought that they understood everything about God. Some people are like that. Are you with me? That's why your spiritual life is coming to a rut. I mean, you think, okay, last time I prayed this, I did that, and boom. It might not work if you hear a second time. What God is saying is, listen, I need you to lean on me, depend on me, still trust in me. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord. You still trust in the Holy Spirit, still depend upon it. Allow Him to help you through, reveal the word to you. You hear that? Next word. Let's go through this. The fourth verse. At dawn, the disciples saw Jesus standing on the beach. But they couldn't see who He was. He called out, friends, have you caught any fish?
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. See,
give me one, please.
In the morning, at dawn, the disciples saw Jesus. He must have been standing there all night. Even the time of them struggling in the darkness of the night, trying to catch something, trying to get themselves a victory, the Lord must have been watching them. But it was only in the morning, when they realized they had caught nothing, and when their energies were drained out, when there was no more strength in them, when there was no more hope in them, that they looked up
and they saw the Lord standing.
Even when you take your eyes off the very toiling that you've been toiling in and look back to Jesus, because He's close to you. You hear that? And the Lord is asking you a question. Have you got anything? I'm giving you some simple points that will set you free. Are you with me? I never preach from a text like this. But I believe there's some powerful truth that will set you free. Some of you just lift your hands and just begin to pray. Let me just pray a word. Father, in the name of the Lord, most God, in the name of Skamkura, the list of Tiarana, not excitement, Lord, but impotence, blinding of people. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that their minds might be loosed, that their hearts might be set free, that they might have hope and life coming into them. Lord, Rasantara Goskitai, like a tree stretches up the shores of the very center of water, may their roots go strong in the center of your Holy Spirit. Your word upon my situation. I know your word has got the power to set me free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to the name of Jesus. Amen. See, why the Lord asks you a question is for you to understand this. What He needs is communication with you. Are you with me? Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. What's your name, Lord? Huh? Frieza, come here. Oh, stretch your hands over her. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God wants you to be in touch with Him. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Let's get back to John 21. The sixth verse. The Lord is closer to you than you think. Amen?
Amen.
And He says here, the sixth verse, then He said, throw out your net on the right hand side of the boat. And you will get plenty of fish. So they did. And they couldn't draw in the net because there were so many fish in it. I like that. The Lord said, throw your net on the right hand side of the boat. And you will get plenty of fish. I just give you 3 points there which will help you. When you toil all night with your strength and got nothing, some of you are looking at your life and saying, I've toiled all night all through these years and where is my life now? Is there anything that I have to show for? I think I wasted my youth. I think I wasted my years. There's somebody. As a matter of fact, 3 people here sitting with that kind of mindset. Sitting there and saying, what's going to happen to me? I've toiled all night and got nothing. Will anything good ever come into my life? When you have done by experience and have failed, let me tell you, if you will honor the word and do it once again, God will bring in something into your life. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes by experience you might know that when you pray, God will answer you. Are you with me? But you've been praying and nothing is happening. That's experience and failure. But when you take the word and pray, God will answer you. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? Did the prashna parnela vratikana? Promise parnela. Maybe the vatana parnela. Amen. When you take the word, then comes the blessing. And the point that I want to show you is this. See? Throw out your net on the right hand side of the boat and you will get plenty of fish. Never forget this, please. There was fish all the time under the boat. Are you with me? There was fish all the time on the boat. The fish was there. See, one of the reasons why the enemy wants to take you from place to place without planting you anywhere is so that you might not have roots. ഒരു പ്രശ്നം വരുമ്പോൾ ഓടിപ്പോകാൻ പോകുന്നുണ്ടോ അറിയാമോ? അതിനായി തന്നെ ബ്ലെസ്സിംഗ് ഉണ്ട്. So the enemy wants to make you to run. വേറൊരു പോയ ഒത്തിരി നീ കിട്ടുന്നില്ല, ഇരുന്നിട്ട് ചെയ്താൽ മതി, രാത്രി മൊത്തം അത് വാങ്ങിച്ചിട്ടൊന്നും കിട്ടുന്നില്ല, വേറൊരു വാസനെ വേറൊരു ജോലിനെ വേണ്ടി വിളിച്ച് അങ്ങനെ ഇങ്ങനെ കേട്ട് പോയത്. You know why? Because he wants you to go away from the very place in which God has kept the fish. Amen. അവരുടെ ശത്രു നിന്നെ ഇങ്ങനെ ഓടിക്കാൻ നോക്കുന്നത്, അടക്കാൻ നോക്കുന്നത്.
The third point I want to tell you that is this. See, the storm and the waves and the night and the sound and all those of the holes and the fishing nets and all that shall stand the fish away. But that which blessing which is yours, God will hold it for you till you recognize it.
Amen.
നിനക്ക് വേണ്ടിയുള്ള ദൈവം കണക്കാക്കി വെച്ചിരിക്കുന്ന അഭിഷേകം നോബഡി എൽസ് കൻ സ്റ്റീൽ ഫ്രം യു. That's why you don't need to envy and feel scared and feel, you know, compare with someone else and look, oh, I'm missing out on something. You know why? Because the very blessing that God has kept for you, nobody else can take it away. Unless your eyes is open to see the Lord and His word. Amen. Amen. You will never take hold of what God has kept for you. Amen. നിന്റെ വീട് വേണമെന്ന് ചെയ്യാൻ പറ്റിയത്. And I believe these are the days when you're fasting and praying. Once again, God will reveal to you the calling that He's placed in you. Once again, the gifting that He's placed in you. The very thing that you thought you lost, you will soon find is right there under your feet. And when God will stir up. 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. Amen. Verse 6 to 8. Actually, Paul is saying to Timothy, Timothy, stir up the gifting of God that is placed inside of you. Stir up the gift of God. Stir up the gift of God. The gift of God is deep down inside of you, but you have not realized it. Stir it up. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you think you have lost your calling. Anybody here willing that, with that kind of mindset, please? Lift your hand. Amen. You have not. In Jesus' name, I release you to have your eyes open to recognize your calling. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I like that. Amidst your toiling, amidst your struggles, amidst the years of darkness that you've gone through, you think everything is gone, but my God held the fish for you. Hallelujah. Does anybody need the message? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Two more points. See, what are the reasons? What are the reasons? You know why? When God led the people of Israel out of Egypt into the promised land, God allowed them to stay in tents. You know why? God said, don't build yourself a house till you reach the promised land, but stay in tents. The reason for that is the wilderness was not what God kept for them. It was the promised land. And God never wanted them to have a permanent dwelling in the wilderness. Amen. Amen. You hear that? That's why, remember this, and never forget. Never forget, never forget in your life. Never forget. You might not need it now, but you will need it sometime in your life. Never take a permanent decision in a temporary situation. Some of you are not walking with God the way you should be. Because amidst the night time in your life, amidst your toilings and your struggles, you took a permanent decision. It is always going to be this way. Nothing is going to change. So I think I better go back to my old life and stay there. Hallelujah. But only build a tent there, my brother. Because that will come and that will go. Your permanent dwelling is in the presence of God in the promised land. Amen. Hallelujah. Some
ചോദിച്ചു. എനിക്ക് പിന്നെ കർത്താവിനെ പ്രവർത്തിക്കാൻ പോകാൻ പറഞ്ഞില്ല, എനിക്ക് ഉണ്ടെന്ന് തോന്നുന്നില്ല. അവര്
Amen. Hallelujah. Look at the neighbor and say, my situation will change. Because I'm gonna change. Hallelujah. I'm giving you a few points from every line of that word that help you to recognize where you're falling short of your walk with God. So you want to go back to fishing, but you will realize there is a Savior standing on the shore. At dawn, your eyes are open to see. In the night, you not see Him because you are looking to the problem. You are looking to your strength to get you through. But in the morning, you see the Lord is standing nearby you. He declares His word and says to you, cast your net on the other side. Hallelujah. When you take that word and when you put the net on the other side, my brother, the fruitfulness that God has kept for you comes back into your life once again. These are going to be times of fruitfulness. These are going to be times of fruitfulness. Reflect on the word of God and begin to worship the Lord.
Somebody who's been there in prayer.
Somebody who is willing to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody who is willing to lean on the Lord. Somebody who is willing to run. The guy in the seed in the kingdom of God. The guy who meets you at the door and says, listen, thank you for coming to the fellowship. Come again. God will bless you. The one who finds you at a parking lot to park your car and tells you, listen, come again. Jesus will meet with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The one who calls you and says, last week I didn't see you, what happened? Won't you come to the ministry again? I know you are sick. I know you are tired, won't you come again? That is your job. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. How many of you have your joints in your life? Thank God for the joints in your life. Anybody have any joints in your life? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Now, this is the key. Peter has got a boat full of fish. And when he's got everything that he wants, he's got no place to stand because it's all fish in the boat. He has to take the decision. Do I stay here with the fish? Or do I swim across to be with my Jesus? Do I stay here with my deliverance? Or do I need to swim towards my deliverer? Do I just receive the healing and stay here? Or do I need to swim towards my healer? Do I just receive a blessing? Or do I just need to go to the one who blessed me? Many people miss out on God because they stay with the blessing. Hear me well again. Some of you, you have nothing. Some of your faces I know. Amidst your pain and amidst your tears, when you were struggling, God met with you and set you free. But today your eyes is blinded to forget it was the God who brought you thus far. Today when you have the blessing in your hand, you forget to come closer to the Lord. You hear that? You hear that? That was the moment of decision. ഒന്നുമില്ലാത്തപ്പം എല്ലാവരും കഥാകൃതി വിളിക്കും. You hear that? When you are really in a tight spot, you will pray. ആദ്യം തോന്നുന്നില്ലെങ്കിൽ നീ വാങ്ങി. നിന്റെ പ്രാർത്ഥനയ്ക്ക് മറുപടി കിട്ടി ദൈവം നിന്നെ മാനിച്ചു കഴിയുമ്പോൾ നീ കഥാകൃത്ത് വരും. Some people get pray and pray, Lord, give me a good husband, give me a good wife, God gives you one. You need to get a child. Lord, give me a children, give me children, give me children. God gives you a child. I don't feel hard out of there, but I think about one way in America. Lord, give me a house, God gives you a house. How do you meet the guest over there? I know who is here. സെർവൻസ് ഇല്ല ക്ലീൻ ചെയ്യണം. പിന്നെ ഡോണ്ട് ഗെറ്റ് മീ അഡ്മിഷൻ ടു ദിസ് കോളേജ്. ഡോണ്ട് ഗെറ്റ് യു ദാറ്റ്. ഓ ആതിക എന്തോരോ അറിയോ, ബൈബിൾ വായിക്കാൻ പോലും സമയത്ത്. Don't give me Eleka, 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 if I
stay.
God gets all the Eleka across to you. Come on. That was the moment of decision. Never miss this. Are you with me?
Amen.
Some of you have missed out on walking with God.
Because amidst your problem, you pray God hurt you. നിനക്ക് എല്ലാ മായപ്പോൾ ഈ ദൈവത്തെ മാറും. ഇല്ലാത്ത ഒരു ചെറിയ കാര്യത്തിൽ അവർക്ക് മാറ്റാൻ കാരണം.
When you don't have anything, you're willing to go. You don't want to see fan under AC under seat under ഇരിക്ക ഒന്നും വേണ്ട.
എവിടെ മുട്ടുന്നതെന്നാണെന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചോളാം, ഡോർ നടന്നാണെന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിച്ചോളാം, ഒന്ന് വചനം കേട്ട ഒരു വചനം പറഞ്ഞാൽ മതി. പിന്നെ വരുമ്പോ
ഫാൻ വേണം, ലൈറ്റ് വേണം, സ്പീക്കർ വേണം, എ സി വേണം, എവിടെ നല്ല ഇരിക്കണം, ചുറ്റും നോക്കണം, കാണണം.
Peter was willing to sin at the office. And that is why God could raise him as a leader.
എല്ലാം കിട്ടിക്കഴിഞ്ഞു. Are you with me?
When you have received a victory, will you still walk with God?
Will you receive your deliverance, will you still walk with God? When you receive your blessing, will you still walk with God?
That is what Peter had to do. He had to make a decision. That was the moment of decision.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Let's close our eyes and pray. This is the word for you tonight. If your heart is being touched by the hand of God, God has been speaking to you. Say, Lord, help me change. Help me to come back to you and walk with you. I want to see you by the shore of Galilee, watching me and seeing me in my distress, Lord. I want to come back to you and once again walk with you. Hallelujah, Jesus. I humble myself through this fasting before you. Help me to come back to a complete consecration, Lord, to a complete time of walking with you. Jesus, you are the one that I want. Hallelujah. Will you pray, pray, pray from your heart? നിന്റെ ഹൃദയം തുറന്ന് നീ പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കാമോ? സ്തോത്രം, പ്രാർത്ഥന കേൾക്കുന്ന ദൈവമാണ്. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. എന്ന് കേട്ടിട്ട് നടന്ന് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കണം. നമുക്ക് പ്രാർത്ഥിക്കുക.
Hallelujah. The word that you've ministered from your presence does not go in vain.
Amen.
It goes to fulfill the very purpose for which it was sent.
Amen.
Tonight we thank you for your word that so actively works within each one of your people today.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, to bring about in their lives that walk with you once again, that restoration once again. Mighty Father, hallelujah. Mighty Father, in hallelujah, we thank you for that. In Jesus' name.
So, he had left his fish. Hallelujah. He had chosen the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
But when he gets onto the shore, suddenly he gets a smell. Fish fry. That too within the day of fasting. He gets the smell. Because the Lord had already prepared what he had not seen for him.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says he will hand everything else up to you. Hallelujah. Amen. He has got fried fish for you.
Saying,
I have kept for you. Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of Jesus. That's why
why the Bible says, what no eye has seen, nor ear has heard, He has prepared for those who love Him. When you choose to love the Lord more than anything else, and when you step out, He's got certain things prepared for you which you have never seen before. But will be revealed to you. Amen. How many of you believe that? During these days of fasting and prayer, may it be so upon your life. May it be so upon your life. When you make your decision for Christ, and when you step out for the Lord, may it be so in the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.